Phil, not quite the end to the game you'd have liked, but it's 3 points in the bag.
Yeah, definitely 3 points in the bag. I mean, I was furious with the players after the game, but their manager just come in there and said we're the best team, and we, in terms of that he's faced, and got every right to go up and blah blah blah, all that, and it's really nice of him to come and say that. But I was fuming at with the second half display. But that's. Listen, I can make excuses for them. We're playing two centre-forwards in centre-mid. I had to take Andy White off and Wayne Riley full-back. So I was putting square pegs in round holes, and obviously I still believe that they should be doing a little bit better than what they did, but the pitch had a big say in it. It was like glue out there. But for me, we just got to manage it a little bit better. I was disappointed with the way we didn't manage it as well as what we can. But listen, first half, when we had everybody on there, we should have been seven. Absolutely outstanding first half, and I'll put it down to that regard. So I'm having to make these changes, but we were hanging on there in the second half against Ilkeston when we shouldn't be. It should have been dead and buried. I mean, we had, for me as well, I'm not going to complain about the ref too much, but we should have had two penalties. I felt two handballs. It's really frustrating when we have them go against us, Corby, when Wayne Riley's been given a handball from 2 yards away. And then we get blatant handballs week in, week out, and we're not getting them. But listen, these things happen, and we've won the game. I'm just frustrated the fact that we should have been well and truly out of sight, and I'm just frustrated that I've had to make the changes that I have because of little niggles and maybe having one eye on Tuesday with Blythe. But the positive is we've won the game, so I'll take that.
Yeah, you're not one to make excuses, but the 120 minutes we played against Warrington on Tuesday must have had an effect as well with the players coming in, and then also playing a full-time Ilkeston team who've got the ability to work on fitness a bit more, maybe.
Yeah, definitely, but I thought the lads were exceptional first half, and I thought that's a credit to them with regards to the preparation. We've been banging on about preparation, but as I said, with the squad I've built, the threat that I felt that we play, like Joe Maswali didn't play last week, so he was fresh as a day. Tom Pearce had a rest last week, so he was fresh, and it paid dividends because first half we were right at him, but then Joe's feeling ill, he had to come off. YT got absolutely smashed down his Achilles. Don't know how the lad stayed on the pitch. He has to come off, and Sam gets a knock on his foot, he has to come off. So it makes a massive impact on the game because they're not subs that I was expected to make, but we make them, and we have to change things around a little bit. Maybe I could have put on Sean, but I wanted to protect him as well with his knee. And obviously I would have liked to have put Vince today to sort of bed him into the team. So I've not been able to do the things that I wanted to do today. The result is all that matters at this point in the season.
Yeah, you must have been pleased with the goals that we worked in the first half because they came from the result, some good play and some good attacking work, you know, and well finishes from, you know, three different sources as well.
Yep, definitely, and we've got that. We can score from anywhere on the pitch. I mean, Sam Orr scored today, didn't he? So I think that's his second of the season. He's our holding midfielder. Joel Stair, Ben Harrison, the goal threats, Andy White. I don't know how the keeper saved that in the first half. It was a grieve off him. We've got goals all over the pitch. JJ coming in gives us a mass in here. I don't think we've lost the game. So even if he's not at his very best, he gives us something where he gives the team something to think about. And you look at the bench with regards to Sean Cook's not even on the pitch today. Vinny not got on the pitch, and he's someone we're bringing in to score us goals. So we've got lots of goals still in reserve as well. I'm just frustrated we haven't scored more today to close that goal difference.
It was a bit of the goal that got them back into the game was a bit of a nightmare for Ndangouli. The first real misstep he's had since he's come in, he's let it go through his hands, but you must be confident that he's got the character to bounce back from that.
Yeah, Dan's a very good keeper and he's been outstanding for us. He's not had a great deal to do today, and like I say, one's gone through him, which he'll be really disappointed with. I said I expect more from Dan, and listen, he's been outstanding since he's been here, so I can't criticise him too much, because when a keeper makes a mistake it ends up being a goal. But it was just a really frustrating second half as with regards to the chances that they were able to create from our poor game management in the second half.
But you must have been pleased that the result was on the board, and you now moved clear in second place with a few results going your way. So you smashed through the 70 point mark as well, so you know that going into the final 9 games of the season, and especially this run coming up, you're in a very, very good position.
Yeah, very good position. But as I said to you before, this run that we've got with the teams we're playing, Blythe, Whitby, Matlock, Spennymoor, them teams, if we play like we did second half, we won't get anything out of them games. So we need to be a lot better in them games, and we will be, because obviously sometimes you go down to the team's level you're playing against, and that's not being disrespectful to Ilkeston, and obviously they're struggling at the foot of the table, we're trying to get promoted, so you're looking at two different entities here. My players are highly motivated. They came first half, got the job done, but second half needs to do a lot better.
Yeah, now you go into a must game on Tuesday, possibly maybe the biggest game up to this point of the season, against the top of the table, Blyth. It wasn't the greatest showings from Nantwich when we went up to their place in January, but you got a chance to sort of right the sort of even the scores and maybe get the title race back in contention.
Yeah, we were poor at Blyth, but they also, I don't know if we've caught them on an exceptionally good day or we were really below par, but I thought they were outstanding, especially the front play. If our defenders aren't at it, they will score. There's no shadow of a doubt in my mind. They've got that kind of prowess up top, I think we have as well, so if their defenders aren't, it'll be a real interesting battle in that midfield. It's going to be a fascinating game, to be honest, because both teams like to play. I'll be interested to see if he comes as attacking as he normally plays away from home. If he does, fair play to him. It'd be great to go against a team and go toe-to-toe with us, because that doesn't normally happen. We normally play teams who come and sort of park the bus. So I'll really have to think about my tactics and team management from the sidelines. But it's a game my players will relish. And I know there's a few of them who have got bruised egos and a little bit of dinted pride from that live game where they let themselves down against their opponents, and I know because they're such winners and they're such competitors, they'll really want to put that right on Tuesday.